Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long. We'll tell everybody a little after 5:20. We'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff. You hear him, watch him also on NFL on Fox each and every Sunday doing NFL games. He'll be here to talk about the league itself and also about the Saints and their big victory over the Giants and what to expect from, I think, a much, much different team than the Giants. And they play in the New England Patriots, and especially at quarterback. That dude, Drake May, can play. We see his maturation, just how quickly this is all kind of taken with him. This first couple games he was in there, and he got in there before midseason last year. He was stinko. I mean, he didn't play good at all. And all of a sudden, it came to him. You could see his processing information on where to go with the ball late in the year was much, much better. He got off to a little bit of a slow start, but, man, them last couple games, man, Drake May is something. He can throw a football, and we always tease him about this. We doing the Manning Passing Academy. Mo buddy Nicky Collins, he's on the field throwing the football to this quarterback, and he comes walk back where Steve and I are, and he says, Mike, you know this guy Drake May? I was like, yeah, from North Carolina. What about him? He said, is he a starting quarterback in this league at North Carolina? I said, yeah, he'd probably be one of the top three or four players in the draft. Why? He said, I thought he was just pulling my leg. I was like, why would he tell you that if it wasn't real? But God bless you, Nicky. I know we all got a good laugh about it. We still laughing about that deal. A little bit about Michael Davis, who the Saints picked up today. Veteran, 30 years old. Somebody sent me a write-up on Michael Davis when he came out in 2017. I really thought he would get selected in the draft. He went as an undrafted free agent. He was a track sprinter and a big-time one in the state of California. He measured in a little bit under 6'2". Physical guy. I thought some of his techniques needed a little bit of work on. But, man, he played 7 years with the Chargers. And last year, he played with the Washington Commanders and actually started a few games in Washington for the Commanders. Big, tall corner. And, again, to connect the dots, Brandon Staley, the former head coach with the Chargers, knows all about Michael Davis, bringing in a 30-year-old veteran, a guy who's been there, done that. And he fits what they really like, Charlie, a bigger corner.
Yeah,
and that's something that Brandon has always talked about, a guy that has that size. But, man, could he run? He was in the 4.3s, 4.33, I think something like that, when he was at the combine. Again, the technique work wasn't quite there, but we've seen it now. He played in this league quite a few years, and he got some skins on the wall.
Yeah, the direct connection with Coach Staley, as you had mentioned, Mike, is obviously key here. Bringing him in and listening to Coach Staley last night on the Saints Coaches Show, I used that bite for the flash today, talking about the Saints' young players in the secondary that are really starting to step up and get more playing time and kind of improve with that extra playing time, like Jonas Sanker at the safety position, Quincy Riley at corner. We all know that kind of Alante Taylor was supposed to be that dog in the secondary, the veteran presence that was going to be the key piece, but it feels like as the season's progressing, and this is a real big key, and Mike, we've talked about it a lot, for a rebuilding team, you have to figure out which of these young pieces are going to be key pieces of the future. And Sanker, specifically, has been excellent early on in his playing time with the Saints. But also, Quincy Riley has shown some flashes here, too. Kool-Aid McKinstry, Alante Taylor, you've got some nice pieces there, Mike. If they continue to develop, I think that it's a good start for a rebuild when you're building a secondary like that with young pieces from the draft.
Charlie, one of the things, Ed Reed has a camp every year. And man, ain't nobody played safety like Ed Reed. Now, Ronnie Lott, he played it a different way. Ronnie right. was unbelievable, too. But, man, Ed, just his cerebral part of the game. And Ed could tell you a route by the way the guy would put his hands on his thigh or next to his legs. That was unreal because he would watch so much film of the guy he was up against. And he was telling me the biggest thing for a young defensive back is angles to the football. He said, you know, in college you can get away with taking some short angles and maybe it not being precise because he said, okay, the quarterback play isn't nearly as good as it is in the National Football League, but he's in the NFL. Man, those guys can fit that ball in a tight window. I saw that early on with Sanker. I thought he was a little slow to get to that angle. You look over the last couple games, though, that's changed. He's figured it out exactly how to make that right angle to the ball. The same thing is happening with Quincy Riley. Now, you didn't hear his name called against the Giants. So I think he's also in this situation learning the right angles to approach the football because a lot of times it's different, totally different than college football, and you got to make that jump a little quicker because the quarterback play is really, really good
right.
in the National Football League, and they get it in a super tight window. That is really encouraging for this football team that you see with the Jonas Sanker, and you seeing it with Quincy Riley, guys that get it. Now, can Kool-Aid McKinstry keep this up? Because what was the difference in that game against the Giants? His ability to close an angle on the ball that he had struggled with, Charlie. He struggled with that early in the season and even last year for a while. He has struggled with that. So maybe, you know, okay, it's starting to come. That ability to close in on the football has to be quicker. And that was an Ed Reed line. And here, ain't nobody played it like Ed could. Man,
right.
Ed would bait you. Even Drew Brees, when he came on, what it was last week with Bobby on quarterback to quarterback, man, he would try to bait you into everything. And everything you learned about how to play quarterback, how a defensive back reacts, it was different with Ed. That mental process was way above the pay scale, so to speak, of most NFL safeties.
I mean, that's the greatest of all time. Deuce had asked me this a couple of weeks back, Mike, when I think it was the week that they were out in Seattle. So this was week three of the NFL season, week three of Fans in the Pro. So Haas and Jeff had flown out to Seattle a little bit early. So it was Deuce and I just co-hosting for Fans in the Pro. And Deuce had asked me about, you know, as far as legends from South Louisiana and Ed Reed was Destrahan, right?
Just, yes, he was.
Okay, he was just like, when you think of Destrahan football and like pros, do you think of Ed Reed or do you think of Justin Jefferson? I'm like, I'm kind of in between. Like, I'm part of the generation that still remembers Ed Reed and what he was able to accomplish in his legendary Hall of Fame career, but I'm also part of the generation that watched what Justin Jefferson was able to accomplish at LSU and is what he's doing right now in the Vikings uniform as well. So I guess bailed out on that answer, Mike, but it's a little bit of both for me as far as Deshaun Wildcats, Ed Reed, and Justin Jefferson.
And both were not highly recruited.
Right.
At first, Ed was not a highly recruited player. Hey, I give him full credit. Curtis Johnson, former Saints wide receiver coach. He is coaching the UFL. It was Johnson's connection because guess what? Curtis graduated from St. Charles Catholic.
There you go.
Right down the road.
The Comets.
And so he understood what Ed meant to the table. Justin Jefferson was the last scholarship player given that year. He had a little bit of academic work here. He had to get straight. Now, they had a lot of other teams that were waiting. If things didn't work out, the other teams were going to jump on him. But Coach O kept that last scholarship for Jefferson. He said, Mike, I knew one day he would be something else. And he sure was.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well.
Oh, man, did it work out. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL. We have on with us Mark Schlereau from our Odyssey NFL Insider right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long, and we're joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereau, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Stink, how's the podcast going? What you got on this week?
Oh, you know, talking about week five, talking about some of the great matchups, the Broncos and the Eagles. What a great game that was. Yeah. Obviously, we just had all kinds of things, obviously, to talk about. So, just chopping it up, still talking about A.J. Brown a little bit, you know. And you know, I always wonder, you're up 17-3 in a game all the way into the fourth quarter, and you're Philadelphia. And Saquon Barkley in the second half, who's averaging 5 yards a carry, gets one carry. He had ended the day with 6 carries for 30 yards. Why? Because you're trying to appease and you're trying to feed a receiver who's pissing and moaning about his role in the offense, and it cost you a football game. And, you know, I have a simple rule in life. Don't be a turd. And anyhow, that dude has not fulfilled my rule.
One thing with them, they'd have kept banging on them. Stink, that's a W for Philly. There's no way the Broncos would have come back. They weren't stopping Saquon.
No, they were like, hey, listen, even if he doesn't get a ton of yards per carry, you wear him down, you're going to open up a play action, something's going to happen that's good for you. And the other thing is, they're going to run out of time. Like, yeah. The clock is just going to continue to tick. Like from a game planning standpoint, you just look at that and you go, what in the world are you guys doing?
Yeah, this is all about winning, nothing else. And then we'll figure out the other stuff later. Mark, one of the things I want to bring you up to is the Saints' next opponent, and that's the Patriots. And, man, I'm a big Mike Vrabel fan. Got to do some pregame, postgame stuff throughout the year, certainly in draft coverage for the Titans. And Mike always was looking for a certain type player, okay? And it was almost like some guy, okay, if you get in a fight, you want that guy on your side. I mean, and he preaches a certain kind of level of toughness, being smart, understanding your job, that sort of thing. He's got 26, now it changes week to week, but he's got 26 new players on that Patriots roster on a 53-man roster. You can do the math real quick. That's right at 49%. He's turned over on in 1 year, but he's got one thing that he didn't have a year ago, that he didn't have with the Titans. He got Drake May. And people's like, oh, he ain't that great. Well, only thing is, what? He probably had maybe one of the worst games of the year this year against the Bills. And look at his percentage. No, Drake May is a different kind of cat playing quarterback than Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, Drake May is going to be, he's going to be great. And, you know, his ability to process information and know what he's looking at and all that kind of stuff. And then he's unbelievable athletic, as you've watched him scramble around and make plays. And then not only that, that he can throw the ball, so he can beat you from the pocket. He can beat you on the edge. He can beat you outside the numbers. You know, he does all that stuff exceptionally well. But the one thing I know about Mike, and then, you know, I played against Mike a bunch, and, you know, I've talked to Mike a bunch. Like, the one thing Mike believes in, and it's what I believe in games are won on the line of scrimmage. And you look at what they've done on both lines of scrimmage, you know, going out and getting Campbell from LSU, and that kid's dominant force, and a couple of rookies on the left side of the line, and they've gotten bigger and they've gotten better. And went out and got Morgan Moses, you know, to play right tackle, and that's helped solidify them as well. And then, you know, you look at the defensive line. They went out and got Milton Williams, a big-time free agent from Philadelphia, who I thought was one of their best players, and he was in that rotation. Now he's playing. Barmore is unbelievable on one side. Like, they are big, they are physical, and they wear you out. That's what they do. And so as long as they don't beat themselves, and that was the biggest issue coming in for the first 3 weeks of the season. It was, you know, it was missed tackles, it was turnovers, it was all these things. Like, if they play clean that way, they're going to win a lot of football games. And I said it on the broadcast when I did them a couple of weeks ago. I was like, hey, listen, man, this team cleans up with their mistakes. They're a playoff team. I guarantee you they're a wild card team. And then to go into Buffalo and beat the Buffalo Bills like that, that's a pretty impressive win, no question about it.
We saw Stephon Diggs play a huge part. Now, again, I get why he wanted to play big going up against his former team. But the Saints have had difficulties matching up against athletic tight ends, guys that can catch the ball, and they couldn't cover the Giants tight ends in the first half of that game. Hunter Henry, and I think he is one of the more underrated tight ends in the NFL. And you know, he was one of these guys, I think he was the top tight end in the country coming out of high school, ends up at Arkansas after, I think, man, Nick Saban and all did everything to try to get him to go there. But he is a guy in that offense that's the security blanket for Drake May in passing situations.
He is. And I tell you what, they've got two tight ends because Austin Hooper's there too, and they've both been kind of Pro Bowl tight ends over the course of their careers. But listen, man, they can catch the ball and they can get open and they do a really good job with that stuff. But both those guys mix it up in the run game. And that's what makes them so tough, because you got to make a decision, as you know, on defense. And how are we going to play it? We're going to play it big. We're going to play it little. You know, we're going to go regular nickel, big nickel. Like, how are we going to do this? And they do a good job of dictating that. You can say whatever you want about Josh McDaniels as a head coach, and he wasn't very good. But I'm telling you what, that dude is an offensive coordinator. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to attack you. And they attack people with that two tight end set, man. They've made a ton of their big plays, a ton of their specials come out of that formation, and they're designed for either Hooper or for Hunter Henry. And both those guys can really play.
Mark, with the Saints' victory over the Giants, five turnovers. Hey, when you get that, there shouldn't even be a question about winning the game. You put Jackson Dart in some uncomfortable situations. He had an unbelievable first quarter. I was like, oh, no, it can't be that this guy's going to pick you apart. And then they started to show him a few different things on defense. He looked a little bit confused on exactly where he had to go with the football. But I thought in this game, the five turnovers, the ability to, you know, to get hat on a hat up front against the Giants was really the key to their victory.
Yeah, anytime you can create turnovers, right? Anytime you can pressure the quarterback, anytime you can, you know, get your hat on the ball, like you mentioned, and create fumbles and create turnovers, good things are going to happen for you, you know. And, yeah, that's the one thing about young quarterbacks. You look at Dart, he threw, I think, 40, he had 40 attempts in that game. And, you know, the thing about football in general is you got to throw the ball when you want to throw the ball, not when you have to throw the ball. Because when you have to throw the ball, that's when defenses get exotic. That's when defenses bring simulated pressures or regular blitz or, you know, or just dog pressures, whatever they bring. And, you know, zone pressures, all that stuff. And so they'll fool you. They'll trick you. They'll capture your eyes. And if you can capture the eyes of a quarterback, well, then the game's over. Like, because now all of a sudden I'm not looking at, you know, exploiting the defense. I'm not looking at the coverage. I'm looking at who are the rushers? Where are they coming from? How many, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I thought the Saints did a good job with it. I've always thought Saints defensively, I've always been a fan of their personnel and the way they've used that personnel. I know different people running the show, but I've always been impressed with a lot of their personnel. And even though some of those guys are getting older, those dudes can still play.
Insider Calls with Mark Slareff are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, going back to the Giants matchup, a lot of the preview for it was the Saints offensive line with all these former first-round picks against this Giants defensive front with all these former first-round picks. And one number that popped out to me, Jeff Duncan, our friend over at the Times-Picayune, popped out with this. In 32 pass rush snaps going against Brian Burns and Abdul Carter, Saints left tackle Kelvin Banks and right tackle Talia Essefuaga allowed just one combined pressure. And you'll see some different reps online, and it doesn't tell the whole story necessarily, but there's one in particular where we've had different guests on and talk about playing NFL left tackle. You got to be able to stay on an island in obvious passing downs, right? On 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 10 mm-hmm. plus, you got to be able to hold your own against an elite pass rusher. And there's this one play where Kelvin Banks, he gets hit by a spin move by Abdul Carter, and he just stonewalls him. And I think for a lot of Saints fans that have been kind of moaning about using all these picks on offensive line, it feels like these two tackles with Banks and Fuanga are really starting to establish themselves early on in their NFL careers.
Yeah, which is great. I love Banks coming out. I thought it was great. And, you know, ultimately, listen, from a play-calling standpoint, you know, as a coordinator, you have to give your offensive line, I always say it, an opportunity to be aggressive, you know, take the passive out of pass protection. And listen, man, if you drop back 40, 45 times, you're going to lose. Like, there's just nobody in the world that can do that. But can you call a game in which you actually give maybe 10 or 12 legitimate pass rush opportunities? And I'm talking about, you know, three-step drops, quick game. I'm talking about bubble screens. I'm talking about swing pass. I'm talking about a lot of different, five steps without a hitch, you know, getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly. Can you get it into the flats? Can you get it into the, you know, into the alleys, you know, on seams and things of that nature, little hitches. And if you can do that, man, and you can get to the point where you frustrate the defense and they have to defend against everything, you're going to have a lot of success. And so, you know, when you're really coaching it well, those are the things to me that are the difference makers. And obviously they were able to do that.
Mark, the other guy too is Eric McCoy. I think we get so used to his consistent play, you don't realize how good this dude is at center. How many big plays did Dexter Lawrence make against the Saints?
Yeah.
Okay, he stonewalled that real quick, but I think we almost kind of get programmed into, oh, McCoy's always going to be pretty good. No, he was more than pretty good this week.
Yeah, well, that's part of offensive line play. That's why it's just such a unique position. It's the only time you get recognized is when you don't play well. Like, you just expect that from McCoy. And he, like, the biggest thing, you know, think about this, is, and this is why it's a position played by a bunch of guys that are completely neurotic, is because you can go for 200-plus yards rushing and your quarterback doesn't get sacked. And at the end of the day, man, you're just a throwaway tagline. You know, your running back comes in and goes, hey, got to think the big guy's up front, but let's talk about that 200 yards I had. And the quarterback goes, hey, man, the guys up front did a great job, kept my jersey clean. Okay, what do you guys want to know about my game? And you know, that's the world you live in. You can dominate for 65 plays. You give up one sack and you're a piece of garbage. And the other guy goes to the Pro Bowl. So that's the world us offensive linemen all live in. And ultimately, I mean, that makes it incredibly tough. But I tell you, great job. And like you said, McCoy's a really damn good player. And when they've lost him for periods of time when he hasn't played, that whole group falls apart.
No question about that. I thought about you last night, Mark. Man, I'm driving back from Mississippi, and I guess I shouldn't be doing this, but I had my phone on and the game was on. And, man, and I'm watching. And I told Bobby, as we do in second guess, hey, look, I really think Jacksonville wins this game tonight against Kansas City. He's like, man, Mike, I don't know. Man, Mahomes, he finds a way to win these type of games when you think maybe it's sort of shifting a little bit. But last night, I got to give him credit. And I asked him, Bobby, ever happened to you, somebody step on your foot, you fall, and not only fall once, but fall twice? He said, no, I fell once, and then the next thing you know, I had a big defensive lineman on top of me. That never happened to me. That would happen to Trevor. But last night showed, man, Trevor Lawrence, hey, the pulse was still there, and they were able to pull out that victory. And that was a big win for Leon Cohen and the Jacksonville Jaguars organization.
No question about it. And, you know, we talked about it on this program. I said, I think they're going to win that. I think they're going to win the AFC South. And interesting enough, I was chatting with Liam Cohen today and just basically said, man, big time win. Like, and he's just like, listen, man, it hasn't been pretty. We haven't been great, but the guys are playing their butts off and we're finding ways to win. We're learning how to win. And I think that's such a big thing. You know, we talk about it all the time. It's almost cliche. You got to learn how to win. But there is something to it, right? There is something to that believability. And you look at what they did yesterday. I mean, there's every opportunity to fold your tent. And I did the game one this season, Jacksonville's first game of the season, talking to Tony Boselli. And he said, listen, the thing that really bothered me about this team over the last few years, and he became the president this year, was – this team never seemed to respond very well to adversity. And so we handpicked guys. They weren't the best guys in free agency, but they had reputations of being tough, being communicators. And, you know, when it's rubber meet the road time, those are the guys that stood up and made plays. And that's the type of player we went after. And right now it is paying dividends without question.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love when you come on. Tremendous insights. And again, you can follow Mark on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen in to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We'll be back. We'll be joined by Jeff Nowak on our triple option feature right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. In our triple option feature, we're going to look at LSU and their opponent, South Carolina. Different team than what we saw a year ago. South Carolina had that game in their pockets last year, but they had five draft choices on that defensive side of the football, and two other guys signed free agent contracts. Seven of the 11 guys, brand new. They're not great anywhere on the defensive side of the football. So this isn't the South Carolina defense that you saw a year ago. The offensive line's always been a little bit shaky, especially on the edges, the tackle position, and at center, too. Though Simpkins last year, he was a pretty doggone good player for South Carolina at the guard spot. Who they really miss from a year ago is that running back in Rocket Sanders. I thought Rocket really gave them a lot of oomph in the running game. His ability to turn the corner and head up the field. He was physical after first contact. Their receiving core was better a year ago. They got a lot of young guys on the receiver part for the Gamecocks this year. They got a guy, though, potentially could be the first overall pick in the 2026 draft, though, in Lenore Sellers.
Yep.
His good tape is Mount Everest good. But there is some erratic nature to his game. A lot of times he's not set. He's not balanced when he throws the football. His mechanics are a little off. But, man, he scared a bejesus out of you. You just see this 6'4"-plus dude who's over 230 pounds, and he can run, flat-out run. So he can make plays with his feet, throwing off the waggle, also taking off running with the downfield. We saw that happen last year. But, Charlie, when he's in a groove as a passer, he is really something special. Now, again, I think not to put anything in his head, but he'd be better off playing another year of college football. He's sort of still a young pup in this business, but the potential would be there for him to be one of the top three picks and possibly the first overall pick because he plays the most critical position out on the field. Just watching him at Manning, man, you could almost like hear the ball come out of his hands. I mean, that's how it's coming out of there. So interesting to see LSU defensively going up against Sellers, who gave them so many issues last year. Now, remember, he went down to an injury, and he didn't play much in the second half of that game. If he plays in that game, Charlie, LSU doesn't win that game in South Carolina.
Right there with you.
And then they missed that kick at the end that would have tied the game. It was a crazy game. We saw two of them last year. LSU Ole Miss, LSU South Carolina. And LSU was on the kind of good part of both games there, the way it handled out. But this South Carolina defense isn't nearly as talented or a big play unit from a pass rush and a turnover situation as they were a year ago. But they got a quarterback that can make something out of absolutely nothing. Again, I'd love to see him become a little bit more consistent player. But, man, what's around him, Charlie, it's average when you look at it across the board in the SEC.
And then, Mike, if you look at their upcoming schedule, I have one other thing that I want to bring up here about South Carolina. But just look at what they've got coming up. At number 11, LSU versus Oklahoma, number 6 team in the country, versus number 8, Alabama. At number 4, Ole Miss. At number 5, Texas A&M. So when we were going back and interviewing Chris Lowe last week, and he had brought up their upcoming slate, I mean, it doesn't get much more difficult than that. But Mike, you're right. He's a one-man show, Lenore Sellers is. And just the talent around him, the offensive line isn't great at South Carolina. They don't have a rushing attack at all. And for reference, right, everyone knows how bad LSU has been running the ball this year. They're number 15 in the SEC because number 16 is South Carolina. They're like bottom 10 in the entire FBS as far as running the football. And that's with someone that you would kind of project as a dual threat with Lenora Sellers. He extends these plays with his legs. He gets the ball downfield. He's a big play at any different moment in a game. So he's outstanding. The only other player I want to ask you about here, Mike, because you're right, their defense lost a ton of talent, but they still got one guy that Coach Kelly had highlighted during his Monday press conference, and it's Dylan Stewart, their edge rusher, who's just unbelievable. He has these reps, Mike, where he's like the Flash. He just gets into a quarterback's face within a split second. He's insane. 3.5 sacks this year, 2 forced fumbles on the season, a sophomore edge rusher that LSU's going to have to key in on offensively.
Okay, I'll put 2 hats on him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not keeping my tackle on him all game by himself on an island. Hey, no way. He's too good. And last year, he was a true freshman. The way he played, man, coming off that edge, it was like he was shot out of a cannon every play. Now, this year, he's become a little bit more reserved because he doesn't have the guy on the other side anymore. And right. Now everybody is giving him extra blocking looks. So you're either meeting up with a tight end, are you meeting up with a running back along the way, along with the tackle? So you can see when you have that one guy, everybody sees on film. And where I think he's gotten much better is his use of his arms and his hands to get off a blocker. Because he sort of got a thin build on him. But, man, can he run? And it's his bend to get super low and get around a big tackle. Then he uses his hands. And, man, his closing speed is outstanding. But I would make sure I don't have my tackle on him every play by himself. I got to put a tight end or running back to chip to slow him down. And then I throw the football on his side. Right where he's coming off of, I throw the football there. That way, that puts a lot of pressure on the linebackers and the cornerback play. We'll be back to finish it off here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 in hour number 2 right after this break. Finishing up here, hour number 2 of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Jeff Nowak, also Charlie Long. Charlie, what I wanted to tell you in comparison to Dylan Stewart, and I think players are similar in some reasons. I wouldn't use this comparison often to a player, but Dylan Stewart at South Carolina, because of how he's built, his wingspan, his closing speed, reminds me of Javon Curse when he played at Florida. The freak. That's who he looks like when he came out of Florida. That's what Dylan Stewart looks like today for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Make sure you block him with 2 guys. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.